Hey guys, so real fast disclaimer. So for the season, we got some new microphones and we had some malfunctions. So for the earphone users, you might want to be aware of that and be careful with that. Also, we're not finished with the Polaroid wall. We're just going to keep adding to it. I just wanted to let you guys know because it does look a little off. but yeah, with those, I hope you guys still enjoy this episode. You guys have been so excited to see this. So I really hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, enjoy episode one of season three.
Sorry if the sound is like
off.
Yeah, off and really weird because we're still trying to figure these out. I don't even know if you can see me. Obviously the first episode is gonna be a mess, but
obviously
we have a new setup.
Yep.
And we have so much to talk about today. And also I have a co-host, my brother.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
I know you guys, all of you love my brother, and me and my brother have so many, like, funny stories and so many weird things, and when we're in the same room, honestly, we just come up with the weirdest stuff and talk about the most random things, so why not make this a podcast? Are you excited?
Yes.
He's so excited. Anyways.
So excited, guys, you don't understand?
Yeah, totally.
So excited.
Anyways, so today, we're just going to be talking about, you know, just random things. To be honest, we have a few topics that we want to talk about, but we're just going to be going with the flow. But if you guys want to, you don't have to. You seriously, you don't have to. You can go follow my brother on Instagram.
Yes.
What is your at? I don't even know
I don't even know.
He doesn't even know his own at. He just started being active, so.
It is Connor L. Official.
Yes.
Go follow me.
Go follow. I just realized you guys can probably hear this.
No, they definitely can. I can hear it. Definitely can hear it.
Guys, I don't know how to fix it.
Dude.
I think, wait, what if I just have one out and one in? There we go.
Hey, in and out, out and in.
Can you still hear it?
Hello? No, it's good.
Okay, sorry guys. Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about is, so me and my brother are obviously stepbrother and sister. We're not blood at all. wait, okay, so we met each other when we were three. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I do. I remember, like, sitting on the couch watching cartoons.
Because I remember, the first memory I have of you is when we were at our first house, and I was in my room, and I was actually watching Sanjay and Craig, which is still my number one cartoon favorite show, whatever. I know.
What?
And I was watching it on that old TV, and all of a sudden, this, like, boy comes in, and I'm like, Mom, who is that? Because I didn't know that he would be my brother. And you just come in my room and get on my bed, and I remember getting so mad at you, and you just ran to Dad just, like, fussing at me. Like, it was so bad.
My first memory of you was when I was sitting there watching cartoons in the living room. Mm-hmm. Back when we had the football couch. It was, like, football leather. And you walked in, and I'm like, what? Who is this person?
Who is this person that is walking into
Yeah, I know. And I sat down, I looked at my dad and said, who are these people?
Because, like, when I was little, I was, like, I had so much confidence, it was annoying. Like, nothing bothered me. No one bothered me.
No, definitely. Allie came up with the word tattletale. So, if I ever were to get on her nerves, if I was to walk in her room, if I was to do anything, if I were to touch
anything,
her.
Anything, not to
touch. I'm a tattletale on you!
Am I in the camera?
No, you're in it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but you used to be like, I'm a tattletale on you! And I used to, like.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's so annoying. Why was I a tattletale?
Dude, I don't even know.
Honestly, like, I don't remember doing that. I remember being annoying, though. I can physically remember being annoying. Like, when I look back at stuff, I was, like, so annoying.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, next topic. Something interesting, very interesting, happened to us last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Very interesting. Actually, the most interesting in probably months.
Somebody called the cops on me.
Yeah, someone called the cops on him.
There was a raccoon. Right next, so we live, like, next to, like, a dumpster.
Okay, that sounded bad. Let me explain. So, we obviously, like, we're in kind of not, like, a neighborhood. We're in a neighborhood, but it's, like, our own little gated area here.
Yeah.
And we happen to be on the end where the garbage cans are, but obviously it's, like,
we don't live in the trash, right?
Yeah, we don't live in the trash.
So, there was a raccoon there, and I go to let the dog out, and there's a raccoon just climbing up it. And where I'm from, the raccoons are mean, man.
Mean.
Dude, they are horrible.
And if you're new here, we are originally from Mississippi, which is the sticks, literally. Like, very country, very southern, very conservative. And yeah, you can move on.
So, it was just sitting there, and I didn't want my dog to get bit or something. And I got the Nerf gun, and I shot near it to scare it off, right?
The Nerf gun. It was like
It was a Nerf gun. Like, I'm not even lying. It was like the ones you get at, like, a Target for, like, $2.
Yeah, shout out to Zuru.
Shout out to Zuru. But I shot it, and we noticed there was a... I didn't shoot it. I shot near it.
Yeah, he didn't shoot at it at all. Yeah. He didn't hit it. He was trying to scare it away, to be
there
honest.
Was a dude just looking over our fence.
Literally, this random dude is just sitting there, and we're like... Connor was like, dude, you come in. There's a guy right there.
It's just creepy, yeah.
And he's just, like, peeking over. Like, the fence, like, is really high. Like, he was, like, reaching over to, like, look over.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, because our cat had ran out the door. So I was trying to get the cat because there's obviously a raccoon outside. And I was like, oh, my God, I need to get the cat. And there's, like, some random dude just looking at it.
Yeah. And I go out there to let the dog out afterwards when the raccoon just, like, was doing its own thing. Like, it wasn't close to us. And I let it out, and I come back, and I let my dog back in the house, and I sat there. I'm like, that raccoon's just, like, standing on top of a freaking...
At the very top.
On top of a, like, what is it called? Electricity pole? what are they called?
Yeah, it's
a power line. Power line, yeah. He was on top of the power line, like, dude, I was just thinking about getting shot.
Literally.
So what I do is I sit there, and I take a picture of it. And all of a sudden, this dude is, like sitting there on top of the fence, looks at me, says, hey. I'm like, hey. He, like, started just cursing me out.
Cursing him out.
It was so bad. And
not to mention, this dude is on our property, and he's just, like, looking over the fence. Like, where did you come from?
Dude, he was at the KFC, and the KFC was closed.
Like, where did you come from? Why are you talking to us, and why are you stalking a raccoon?
So, he told me I was abusing animals by shooting a raccoon. Not even shooting, a shot. Shooting near a raccoon with a Nerf gun that probably costs $2. Right?
Literally, like, it sounds bad, like, shooting, like, Nerf gun shooting at a raccoon. But the raccoon, no joke, was staring us down, and our cat was outside, and we were just trying
to get away. We didn't want our cat to get bit, because, like, that would have been bad,
That would have been bad. We love our cat. We love Maddox.
And so he comes out there just cursing me out and stuff, and I was on top of the...
recording you, too.
Yeah, he was recording me, and I thought it was going to be a great idea to, like, jump at him and stuff, and... act like I was about to fight him and stuff, but...
My brother's a huge boxer.
And, I did that. Then he said he was gonna jump over the gate.
Literally.
Yeah. Then, he didn't jump over the gate. Let's just say that. He called the cops on us.
The cops. He called the cops.
And we were sitting, like, we went up to our second story, right? And we're looking out the window. He said they're just videoing us. Videoing, like, everything
literally,
we're doing.
Look, we're just trying to have privacy and make sure this guy is leaving. We look out our window, and he's already got his phone out videoing
us. He's videoing us, yeah. And he called the cops. And next thing you know, the cops come here. And the cops just started laughing at him.
They were laughing.
They were just, like, laughing at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next story.
So, yeah, that was our life last night. It was very crazy. That lasted, like, an hour and a half.
Dude, I know.
And it was honestly really weird. Like, he had, like, his friend there, too. They were just, like, sitting in the parking lot.
Dude, that was his dad, dude. His dad drove him around. The dude was probably 40 years old.
Like, dude, like, why? You're, like, a pedophile. Don't
He said, he told me, he was told me I was abusing animals.
Like, what?
Because I shot near a raccoon with a Nerf gun to scare it off. And I'm a horrible person, guys, just so you know. I should be, like, given a life sentence or something. I don't know.
Like, literally, why are you invading our privacy? Like, we were just, like, in our backyard trying to scare away a raccoon.
And,
yeah.
Next story.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like, my brother doesn't do social media, but I know you do listen to podcasts, which is one thing that made me want you to be on this podcast. I worded that weird, but... So, what are some podcasts that you've listened to?
I like Joe Rogan's podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience.
I don't know who that is. Wait, is that the two guys at the table?
No.
Sorry, the lovely camera stopped recording at a certain amount of time, and we don't want our YouTube viewers to not be in on
the
issues.
Wait, this is going on YouTube?
It's going on YouTube and Spotify. Oh, wow. So
Spotify? I don't even, like, my free trial is up on Spotify.
Literally, free trials are the best. Like, when these apps, like, they say, yeah, you want a free day trial? I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll do it.
Dude, I had, like, dude, we're going back to YouTube now.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, next story.
Anyways, yeah, if you guys are just watching, you can go and listen to it on Spotify. And if you're just listening on Spotify, if you want to see our faces while we talk, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's just Ellie.
I'm sorry if y'all hear me breathing.
Oh, yeah, so we got these films. Just to talk about this for a second, in case you do hear our breathing, you know, we got these little things that go over the microphone in front of it.
Which you can't hear that well, so you have to get, like, pretty close, so.
Yeah, and then also, like, it makes a lot of noise with the mic, and then also, it was just very bulky and in our face, so we apologize if you hear us breathing. Anyways, but yeah, podcasts that you listen to. I listen to, like, Call Her Daddy podcasts, and I also listen to, The Skinny Confidential. I didn't want to get that wrong. Yes, that's the name.
Dude, I sort of listen to, like, Impulsive.
Impulsive is really
Joe
good.
Joe Rogan. Like, I love Joe Rogan.
Who is Joe Rogan?
Dude, he's, like, the UFC commentator.
Oh, wait. I think I know who you're talking about.
He's off of, like, Fear Factor. Is that what it's called?
Fear Factor. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have something a little more interesting to talk about. Probably not as big as the raccoon story, but so the MTV Awards happened a couple days ago. Everyone was honestly really good, except I don't understand what Doja Cat was wearing.
Dude, no, she was a caterpillar.
She looked like a caterpillar.
Dude, she even said that. Like, she even said she looked like a caterpillar.
And then she came out with a chair on her head.
Dude, I know. Then she came out with, like, monster, like, shoes.
Like, girl. But honestly, I vibed with it. It was very interesting. She's very different.
Very different.
Okay. I think that's something that the hosts do, because I think she was, like, slightly a host. I don't know. Anyways, besides that, Machine Gun Kelly and Conor McGregor actually kind of got into it.
Yeah.
Which my brother is a huge Conor McGregor fan, and my mom is a huge Machine Gun Kelly fan, so that was, like, a little fight there.
Yeah, it was.
It was really funny, though, but, like, what did he do? He, like,
threw a drink or something? So what happened, at least what I heard, is, like, if you looked at Conor McGregor's, like, Instagram stories, that day he was, like, taking pictures with, like, everybody there and putting their ads on there, right?
Yeah.
Sort of like Jamie does. But he was doing that, and he did it with everybody. I guess he...
Wait, I just heard you, like, gulp.
Well, he did that with everybody, and apparently he said Megan Fox is, like, comes to, like, every single UFC thing, whatever.
Yeah.
At least what I heard. And he doesn't even really know who Machine Gun Kelly is. He just knows that Megan Fox and him are they married or dating?
I think they're dating, yeah.
Or dating or whatever. And he wanted to go get a picture with them and stuff because he was getting pictures with everybody.
Yeah.
And he goes and do that, and Machine Gun Kelly, or either Machine Gun Kelly or his, like, manager, or not manager, security guard, yeah, pushed him.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, why would you push Conor McGregor, dude? That was, like, a death sentence right there.
Get away!
Dude, and Conor,
get away, we don't want to see you.
Conor McGregor, tongue twister, Conor McGregor just threw a drink, and I thought it was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
He called him a vanilla wafer boy or something like that.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I would have loved to be one of the people to... Okay, next topic. We're gonna love this topic. Who are some people that you find annoying?
Jake Paul. Jake Paul, he is the most annoyingest person, I swear.
My brother finds him very annoying.
Dude,
I find Poppy annoying.
Poppy?
Is she even, so annoying.
Is she even relevant?
Like, yes! I've been seeing her music videos and her songs all over my For You page, and they just came out of nowhere.
Wait, what does she look like now? Does she still have that, like, Sia
hair?
Dude,
the girl is creepy. Like, sorry to all the, like, Poppy fans or whatever, like, no hate against you, but it's just annoying. Like, there's just something about her that really puts me on edge and is very creepy.
She gives me Marilyn Manson vibes.
Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn.
Wait, Marilyn Manson? I don't know.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's Marilyn Manson.
Oh, my earpiece is falling out. Okay.
Dude, my ear is itching so bad.
Me too, honestly. But yeah, Poppy, I find Poppy really annoying. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so who are some of your celebrity crushes?
I don't really have one, to be honest with you.
I feel like everyone knows mine. Mine is for one Vinny Hacker.
Vinny Hacker.
Vinny Hacker.
Dude.
Johnny Orlando.
Oh my god.
Dude, he's hot.
Oh my god. Okay.
And Blake Gray.
Blake Gray.
Dude, I have a story. So.
No. Oh my god.
We were driving and we were on our way home and we were literally like a couple streets away from home, which this was even more crazy that I know that because I know where he goes. So, anyways, he was going from the, coming back from the gym. So now I know where he goes to the gym at, so that's not stalkerish at all. But we were just going home, and I see this guy, no shirt on, shorts, and he's just, like, walking down. He's like, wait, that looks like Blake Gray. And literally, it was. He was just, like, walking down, and I was, like, we...
Dude, that was so annoying. Because we had... My friend Jake.
We went back and forth to try and make sure it was him. And it was like, oh my god, we can't follow him. That's so weird.
We had my friend Jake waiting, right? He was waiting at the house with his mom and his sister for a whole hour. Allie wanted to see Blake Gray.
It was I wasn't going to mention that part of the story, but yeah.
It was so creepy, though. Like, honestly, Blake Gray just, he's like...
I didn't believe it was him.
Dude, Blake Gray was just walking, and Nissan Maxima just freaking just floors, stops, floors, stops.
He parked, like, twice.
Turns around, floors, and stops. And, like, the dude's like, what?
We, like, literally parked, like, twice to just, like... I just, yeah.
Yeah.
So, one of my dreams came true. What's my goals?
Celebrity. I don't really have one.
You have to have a celebrity crush.
I do not have a celebrity crush.
Okay, what about, like, Sabrina Carpenter or...
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who
Nope.
Guys, he didn't know who Madison Beer was the other day. I was like, what is wrong with you? How do you not know who Madison Beer is? Anyways. Anyways, so Halloween's coming up.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be lit.
So, what do you want to be for Halloween?
Dude, I want to be... a dragon.
A dragon.
Dude, a dragon. Honestly. No. I'm gonna get like a face tattoo.
A face tattoo?
Dude.
Dad would kill you.
Dude, I know.
He would literally kill you.
I'm gonna get a face tattoo of like a police car. A police car.
What?
And like a fire truck and be on the side.
Dude.
But a dragon. Dude, that'd be so lit.
Honestly, let's talk about tattoos though. Like, if you were to get tattoos, like, where would you get them and what would you get? Like, would you get stuff that... Because I know some people get tattoos that are, like, meaningful, and then some people get tattoos that are just whatever.
I want to get the ribboned up. You know how they have, like, have you seen the pockets, like, on the shirts?
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah.
There's, like, peekaboo.
Yeah. I want to get that, but, like, in my waistband.
Okay. I want to get a heart right here, and then, like, maybe one on my wrist, and then I want to get one behind my ear.
Bro, I got you. I can tattoo you.
I want hand tats.
I can tattoo you up, bro.
Oh, and I want a butterfly on my rib.
Why? That's so, like, classic, though.
I know, but, like, there's also the specific...
Normal.
Like, the specific way I would want to do a butterfly. I would want it to be black and white, and I would want it to be the trace of the... It's, like, a yellow butterfly. I forget the name
of
it.
Why does my hands look so big in the camera?
Because they are big.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, I'm like a dainty tattoo person. Like, if I ever get a tattoo, I'd want it to be small.
Dude, yeah, same.
Anyways, so what do you want to be for Halloween?
I don't know.
I'm thinking I want to be something really scary.
Really scary?
Like, I know people always say that for Halloween, but I want to be, like, super scary.
Dude, I'm gonna be something scary, too.
Either that or something, like, I want to do, like, a cartoon. Sorry, I have fuzz on my mouth.
No, I'm going to be something scary, the Real Housewives. That's going to be
I want to
so
be, like,
scary.
A classic, like, I don't want to ruin anybody's dreams, but I want to be, like, especially these little kids. Like, I want to be, like, a classic, like, cartoon, but make it really scary.
Dude, that's horrible.
I know, it's that absolutely terrible.
No,
that's what I
want. Horrible. I want to ruin kids.
I want to ruin kids' childhood. Yeah, no. But I do want to be... a cartoon character, just extra scary. What's, like, your favorite, like, horror movie?
My horror movie?
Are you on Snapchat right now?
No.
Okay, horror movies.
One second.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there you go. My favorite horror movie. Did it just stop recording?
Anyways, guys. So, we tried watching the... The Exorcist the other night, and literally it was so boring. I couldn't get through it. I'm gonna have to make myself watch it. But like, what's like the scariest part of it?
The scariest part.
You said some girl like started peeing on the floor.
No, that wasn't the scariest part. That
was even why? Scary. Why would she pee on the floor?
Dude, I don't know. She was possessed by Pazuzu got into her. But I think the scariest part is like when she like turns her head like all the way around.
Ew, I hate stuff like that. Is there like bone cracking too?
I don't know. I didn't watch it because y'all got scared.
I think it's scary.
Dude, I kid you not. Like, we were sitting there at KG's house and we're just chilling and we're watching a movie. And then KG's like, oh, I'm going to bed. And me and Jake said, all right, then we're going to go in the room. And as soon as we said it, KG's like, where's the remote at? Where's the remote? And just turns it off like she was scared.
That's so funny. Dude. I literally fell asleep. I didn't see any of that. Dude, so.
And that same day, like, that night, me and him were sitting there playing GTA. And I flipped the Prius like 20 times. And I come out to get some food.
Yeah.
I got Doritos. And Allie was questioning my intelligence, I guess.
And literally, I said, wait, what did I say? Like,
you got earrings taken from your head. Like, what? What did you just say?
I said,
I got earrings hanging from my head. Dude, and that same night, like, after that, me and him, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and we go to the gym, and I have a bag of Doritos in my hand.
Oh my god, is this where the guy, like, questions why you're at the gym at 3 in the morning? Yeah, so it's 3 a.m.,
and we go there, and me and Jake open the door, like, there's a hallway you have to go into before we open the door to the hallway. And I heard somebody moving, like, yo, what? And I'm over there just sitting there, I was like freaking out. And I run back, and he sticks his head out the thing Jake does, and he waves at something. I'm like, what? And I go over there, and he said, it's all right. The security guards over there sitting there freaking out, like, she's like shaking in a way.
Oh my god,
like, it was so funny. And he's over there just. Oh no, he looks at the time and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I got a bag of Doritos in my hand.
And you're going to the gym.
He said, isn't this like I don't know what he said. I'm pretty sure he said, like, aren't you like, that is a good thing that you wake up this early to go? Another thing, like,
that's so bad.
I got a bag of Doritos in my hand right now. I don't care about working out. I just want to come see the gym, really.
That's so weird. Yeah. That's so funny, though. We have some funny stories with KG and Jake.
Oh my gosh, what about the time at, the mall.
The mall?
Yeah.
There's many.
The one time when I had used the bathroom, you remember that? Let's not say that.
Yeah, no, we're not going to mention that story. Anyways, guys, that's it for today. We are coming to 30 minutes almost. That's insane. Really? Yeah, look at the time. 24:38 seconds. Anyways, actually, it's probably... Once I edit the little pieces out, I don't even know if it'll be that long, but I don't know. Anyways.
Dude, we may have to add more onto it or something.
Anyways, thank you guys for watching the first episode of season 3. This is going to be a really cool season, and just stay tuned for all the stories. All
right.
We have so many. Go follow my brother, follow me, and...
Connor L. Official, I think.
Yes. And go listen on Spotify. If you're just listening, go watch on YouTube. And, love you guys.
Peace. Bye.